know exactly what's going on. Do you understand? No. Where's the car?
He's at a crossroads with his cousin.
If you miss two payments, he gets the car back.
I wanted to keep the car and keep paying on it. He was giving me a hard time when I was telling him I was going to be late.
And what you did was, you hit it.
The judge is driven to help.
I will devote a lot of energy to finding that car. Believe me, it will be found.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlein. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Randall Garringer and his wife Cindy Nason are suing Randall's cousin, Madeline Wallace Hauser, for the unpaid balance on a car they sold her.
Order. All rise.
This is case number 553 on the calendar in the matter of Garringer Nason versus Wallace Hauser. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Sir, have a seat.
Where's the car?
At a mechanic's.
Where is the car? We're going to go very, very slowly at the mechanic's.
Yes.
The name of the mechanic?
Willie.
What? Look
Willie.
At me.
Okay. Willie.
Willie what?
I'm not sure.
Am I speaking a language you understand?
Yes.
What's the name of the mechanic, and where is Willie located?
I'm not sure. My friend took it there.
Your friend who? Your friend?
He did. I'm sorry.
Your friend who
my
took
friend
it to the
Rico.
Mechanic? Is that him?
Yes.
Stand. Move over. Where's the car?
The car's at Willie's house.
At
it's
Willie's
just,
house?
It's an old mechanic.
Look. Just answer my questions. At Willie's house.
Yeah.
What's Willie's last name?
I don't know.
What's Willie's address?
He stays in Boston.
Not stays. What is the address?
I don't know the exact address. I'm trying to.
Listen to me carefully. What is the address where Willie has the car?
I don't know the exact address where Willie.
Well, we're going to sit here all day until you go outside and get in touch with Willie and come back and give me the address.
I don't even know his phone number. Like, is this a mechanic to be working on people's cars in the neighborhood? So that's where it's at. Yeah.
I want to tell you something. I'm going to keep her here all day until I get the address of where the car is. Do you get me?
I understand what you're saying.
Out. Move. Now. That way. That way. Now let's understand each other, Miss Wildhauser. I know exactly what's going on. Do you understand?
No.
I'm going to tell you. How is he related to you?
My cousin.
He's your cousin. He sold you a car.
Yes.
He gave you the car despite the fact that you hadn't paid for it. And he said, make payments for it. You know, I trust you. Make payments. That was your agreement,
right.
Correct?
Yes.
And you stopped making the payments in January.
No.
When did you stop making the payments?
I didn't pay any in January, but I explained ahead of time.
No, just you didn't make a payment in January.
But then I paid him in February.
How much did you pay him in February?
$100.
That's not true.
How much are you supposed to pay him?
$125.
So, according to you, you didn't pay him in January, and you didn't pay him in February because you didn't pay him what you were supposed to, correct?
No.
You didn't pay him the $125 you were supposed to.
Not the full amount in February,
That's
no.
correct.
Right.
And how much did you pay him in March?
I was about to pay him
none. How much did you pay him
Zero.
In March? Zero. Now, you have an agreement with him, with your cousin. And the agreement with your cousin is if you fall behind 2 months, he's entitled to repossess the car. And that's what he wants to do.
But it wasn't two payments. I was
Yes,
about to
you missed
March.
January and you missed March. We're already in April. You missed January and March and part of February. Do you understand?
Yes.
He gets the car back. Do you understand?
No, because I want to
I don't care.
Car.
No, that's your contract. That's your agreement. If you miss two payments, he gets the car back.
But I wanted to keep paying him on time, and then he wouldn't take a payment in March.
You didn't pay him in January.
I was about.
That's not true.
Just a second. You didn't pay him in January.
I explained to him I couldn't. I was
Who
having
cares?
A hard time.
Go explain to Federal Credit that I had things, I had bills, I had a hardship, I had this. Nobody cares.
It was just.
I don't care. He didn't care. All he wants was his car back so that he can sell it. And what you did was you hid it. That's why you went outside.
I didn't hide it.
Well, if you don't know where the car is, madam, how old are you?
33.
How many cars do you own?
One.
Is that the car that's at Willie's?
Yes.
All right.
I didn't have it towed.
Well, then I would know where it is. I would know if I only had one car and I was 33 years old, I would know where it was.
Thank you.
I would know where it was.
Well, I've already paid $1,500 on it,
and I had every intent of keeping the car and keep paying on it. Pay careful attention. My mouth is moving. You paid $1,500 for the car, and you used it for how many months?
From June of last year until...
Until now.
Until the last 2 weeks, yes.
Consider it a rental. You couldn't get a car for $125 a month. Return the car. Return the car. You have to return the car. Now, car's in her name, but she's the lien holder.
Yes, ma'am.
You're the lien holder. I will prepare an order. You'll get a marshal. The marshal will execute on the order and go and get the car.
Okay.
She can't have it both ways. She can't not pay for it and have it. And what I gather is your boyfriend's been driving it around. That's what caused all the trouble.
Some of the time. He's been doing a lot of work on it. I've had to replace 8 tires. I've had to do 2 different starters.
No. If you want a car, listen to me carefully. If you want a car with a warranty, buy a new car. You buy a used car, you buy a car as is. You don't have buyer's remorse 10 months later and say, well, I have to put a lot of work in the car, and therefore I'm not going to finish paying for it.
That's not the reason. I'm just saying that's...
what are you saying? You can't have the car and not pay for it.
But I want to keep paying on it and keep it.
Well,
I don't have any...
I'm telling you, he's going to get his car. I am going to prepare an order that he will give to a marshal, and the marshal will go and execute on that car. And if your boyfriend took off, I can't do anything about that. You're stuck with him. I am not. I am not. But you can't have it both ways. You can't not pay for it and have it. And you can't hide it so that he can't find it. Because he said, I want the car back so I can sell it. And you said, find it first. Pretty much. You or your boyfriend said, find it first. He'll find it. I will devote a lot of energy to finding that car. Believe me, it will be found. And not only will you have that order, but I suggest that you call and report the car has been taken because she doesn't know where it is. Because she said, what's his name?
Rico.
Rico. Rico took it someplace, and she doesn't know where it is.
He had to get it towed because it was broken down.
You have a receipt for that?
No, I don't.
She has nothing.
I know.
Because I signed his book, I didn't think...
What you're going to have is an order to get your car back. Not fair. He did a nice thing. Why?
I wanted to keep the car and keep paying on it. It was just, he was giving me a hard time when I was telling him I was going to be late. And then he took a payment, and then I was about to pay again. And then he was trying to tell me, just give the car back. I'm sell it to somebody else.
I will also prepare an order directing the Department of Motor Vehicles to transfer ownership back to your name.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Once you have executed that and had the title transferred back into your name, where's the title to the car?
Right here.
They have it.
You have it?
Yes, sir.
Oh, very good. Right, Bert, have us sign the title over to him.
Sure.
That makes it easy.
Your Honor, may I speak?
No.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
Did you ever get your 3 puppies back?
No.
What did you do?
I sold some of them, and I still have one.
You can't do that! You're outrageous! And you know you're outrageous!
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Randall Gehringer and his wife, Cindy Nason, say Randall's cousin, Madeline Wallishauser, owes for the unpaid balance on a car.
Have her sign the title over to him. Just do it. Fast.
I have to do
fast.
It right now?
Right now.
I don't think I should have to give this car
I'm
back.
Telling you, you have to give it back. You didn't make payments pursuant to your agreement. You have to give the car back. Sign the title over to him. Right there. Great. Now you have the title. It's your car. Call the police and report it stolen.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Please excuse me. Step out.
Most of the time I paid him when he came to my job, but the last few times I was trying to explain what was happening.
She hasn't had the vehicle for months.
He's trying to just take the car back and say forget it.
Gave it to some guy and he drives everywhere. And...
Some of the time, but he also was working on the vehicle.
Well, I followed him.
Doing many, many repairs.
Really didn't surprise me.
Don't buy used cars from family members.
It's a lesson learned. I'm going to take the car and have it crushed. And I'm going to send her a picture of it.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Navarro Fiala versus Godin. Step forward.
25-year-old nurse Jessica Navarro and her mother, Alice Fiala, are suing dog breeder Dee Godin for the value of two Yorkshire Terrier puppies.
Okay, let's see what I understand about your claims, and unfortunately for you, what I bring to this courtroom as a result, not so much of my legal training, but my life's training.
Okay.
Now, how are you related?
She's my mother.
You have Yorkshire Terriers, little
yes.
dogs. How many do you have?
Two.
How old are they?
One is 7 and one is 3.
How long have you been breeding them?
Just since she was maybe 2, so maybe about 5 years.
And how many litters of puppies has she had, the older one?
5.
So she has a litter a year?
Approximately, yes.
And the other one?
She's only had, 3? 2.
And you sell these puppies, so you do it as sort of a hobby to make extra money?
Yeah, to help me pay for school.
And what you do is you usually find an appropriate male dog, I assume, and pay either a stud fee or give someone pick of litter.
Correct.
Because that, as we all know, is what is common practice in the breeding industry.
Yes.
Either you pay a stud fee or you get pick of litter, whichever you choose.
Yes.
How many dogs do you have?
9.
How many males and how many females?
I have 4 females and 5 males.
And you use them all for breeding?
No.
How many do you use for breeding?
Currently 2.
And they're Yorkshire Terriers?
Yes, ma'am.
Have any of your dogs been shown to championship?
Yes, I have 1 champion.
Male or female?
I have 1 male that is already champion and I have 2 that are pointed.
So the male?
Yes.
Has been shown. Who shows the dogs?
My husband shows the dogs.
And the reason that you show a dog, if you're in the breeding business, which clearly you are, the reason that you show your dog is because it enhances their value as a stud, as a male.
Yes.
See, I know a little bit, right?
Yes.
I'm 71 years old. You just hear things. How much do you charge as stud fee for your champion little boy?
I charge for any of my dogs with champion bloodline $1,000.
And you charge that as a stud fee?
Yes.
Do you ever take pick of litter?
Yes.
Instead of a stud fee?
No.
Well, you can't get both.
Yes, I do.
Oh, no. Then you're the only one in the world that gets both a stud fee and pick of litter. You see, it's because it's always a gamble.
Not if the other female is a champion dog.
This is what the case is about. Because you, Ms. Godin, and I are not going to go far together if that's going to be your position.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Did you use the same male in this breeding?
Yes.
Godin's Majesty Romeo. Is that the name of your champion?
No, ma'am.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Jessica Navarro and her mother, Alice Fiala, say dog breeder Dee Godin owes for 2 Yorkshire Terrier puppies. Dee is countersuing, claiming the plaintiffs withheld medical information during breeding.
Now, you bred your 2 females.
Yes, ma'am.
With one of her male dogs.
Correct.
Was it the one that has been shown to championship?
Yes, ma'am.
And at the time of the breeding, did you create a contract?
No.
Well, you had to have created a contract. You mean she just said, come on over?
Well,
that's her business. She's clearly in the business.
Yes, ma'am. We did 4 occasions where they were bred. On the first one, we did have a contract, which I do have.
I'd like to take a look at it.
Okay. And in that contract, go ahead.
So this was a prior breeding?
Yes, ma'am, in 2011.
Did that result in a litter?
Yes.
This is a very clear contract. This is terrific. This is the contract you entered into with the plaintiffs. It took place in 2011, where there was no stud fee, pick of litter instead, and if there was only 1 puppy, the owner will pay a stud fee of $500 and may keep the puppy.
Correct.
That was very clear. Now, did you use the same male in this 2011 breeding?
Yes.
Is that right?
There was 2.
Just a second. 2011. Godin's Majesty Romeo.
That's Romeo. That's not the same dog.
Do you have a contract for the other dog?
No, it was that one.
It was this one?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the name of your champion?
No, ma'am.
Did she tell you that that was the name of her champion?
Yes.
Okay, so this is what happened. You had two litters of puppies. One dog had two or three?
Three.
The other dog had?
Five.
On what date?
One of them was on February 21st of 2013, and the other was on February 15th of 2013. So about 6 days apart.
And when the puppies reached a certain age, according to your complaint, you took all eight puppies to her house?
Not on the same day. We had to take them separate because with new puppies and the new mother, sometimes they don't get along, which was the case. So we took them actually 2 days apart, but they were very close together.
How many puppies did you bring to her house the first time?
We just brought the litter that had the three.
And what happened when you brought the litter with the three? Did she pick a puppy?
Yes, one puppy.
She took one?
Yes.
So far, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
2 days later, you brought the other five puppies.
Correct.
What happened when you brought the five puppies?
It looked like it was, you know, going to go about the same. And she was going over what she liked in each one of them, said she couldn't pick between three of them. She was having a difficult time. And then she went ahead and put the three puppies behind her back on a chase. And I thought that was kind of odd. And when I inquired what that meant, that she was putting them all behind her back, she said that she intended on keeping all three because she had a female and all of her puppies died in that litter. And she wanted all three of them.
So what did you say? You said that's not our deal.
Correct. And, you know, I understand.
So what did she say to you when you said that's not our deal? You get pick of litter and you're taking three puppies.
Actually, she started to get angry and said that I was being a brat and that if I wanted to, we would just go to court then because that's what she was going to do. She was going to take them. We were in her home. And then she started making us feel very uncomfortable.
Judge Judy continues. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Where was the husband?
He was also there, and like right behind their living room area.
Did you ever get your three puppies back?
No.
Did you get two of them back?
No.
What did you do with them?
I sold some of them. I gave one away, and I still have one.
You can't do that. You're outrageous. You can't do it, and you know you're outrageous. She brought the three puppies over once. You knew she had eight puppies. One way or another, you were going to get four. Half of the puppies. You did the right thing first. She brought over three. You didn't take two out of the three because you knew
hideous.
If you took the two out of the three that she brought over first, she'd never bring over the other five.
They were sick and ugly.
You didn't take two the first time because you were smart enough to know that if you took two, she wouldn't bring over the other five. So you ended up with four instead of the two you were entitled to. How much do you sell your puppies for?
Usually it depends on their size.
How much did you sell the puppies for that were in the second litter of five puppies, the ones that you were left with, the two?
$1,300 and $1,500.
Mm-hmm.
But we had to wait till they were much older to sell them due to the situation because we were hoping we could figure out how to settle the situation out of court.
How to settle it? You called the police and have her arrested.
Exactly.
You called the police. That's what you should have done.
Exactly.
They stole my property.
They told us.
And the police would come and they would listen to her and they would say, well, we didn't really have a contract and I'm entitled to half the litter, which is ridiculous. And she knows it. And so does her husband.
They said it was a civil matter and we had no right to do anything about it.
Of course. Of course. Well, I do. And I can actually, because those two amounts together don't equal the $5,000 that you are requesting.
Well,
okay. It doesn't equal that. But she's got to be taught a lesson because that kind of unethical behavior can't be tolerated. It's unethical. And you have some ridiculous counterclaim that I'm not even going to hear because it's so ridiculous. So ridiculous, I'm not even going to hear it. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $4,000. That's all. Out.
I don't think you're being fair.
I don't care what you think.
Anything. How can you just walk out and don't even hear my side?
Excuse me, step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy. Judge Judy presides in primetime.
You're getting it, not me.
From New York's family court.
Clear, sir.
To America's favorite judge.
Start banging your head on the table and don't stop until I tell you.
Judge Judy's
first primetime special. Check your local listings.
I mean, really, the only thing I can think of since everything had been so great before is
these young ladies are swindlers.
Just that she had a female and her puppies didn't survive.
They breeders. I'm a show person. I have champion dogs.
So she was thinking, you know, she was expecting a certain amount of money to come from.
They wanted to get quality bloodline, which they did.
You know, this amount of time, and she wasn't going to have that.
For free. And they owed me.
So the only thing that she saw was, you know, our puppies.
For doing my studying services.
And, you know, things changed, I guess.